Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 25, Johannesburg 24 en Mbombela 21 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek is die reken in St. Johannesburg R55. Verkeers het 'n buitewerking by die N14 snelweg.
In your sport, a late onslaught from Marco Janssen, not enough to stop India from outplaying the Proteas last night, and Ivan Khoza has again been elected to the top job.
Ons begin in Mpumalanga, waar die Limbombo grenspos weer tydelik toe is, weens voortgesette protesaksie in Mosambiek na verlede maand se verkiesing.
This particular suspension is a temporary one until the situation stabilizes and until the Mozambican authorities confirms to us that we can resume the processing. The port is not closed. The officials are on the ground on the Limbombo side of the port, just awaiting to be guided otherwise by the Mozambican authority.
Kommissaris van die grensbestuur owerheid, Michael Masiapatu, sê herniede betogings het gelei tot die sluit van paaie wat die vervoer van vrag ontwrig. Die grenspos is verlede week weer heropen vertrokke wat vrag tussen die twee lande vervoer. Dit is nog nie bekend gemaak wanneer die grenspos weer sal oop wees nie. Randwater het versekering gegee dat water in die Vaalgebied veilig is om te drink. Dit kom nadat stemnotas die rondte begin doen het op sosiale media platforms dat water wat aan veral die Mfuleni munisipaliteit verskaf word, besmet sou wees. Maar Randwater se Makinosi Maru sê dit is popnuus.
Rainwater would like to assure members of the public that the water it supplies to all its customers is free of any contamination and complies to the South African National Standards 241.
Die drukgroep Not In My Name eis dat die president van die Suid-Afrikaanse sokkervereniging Danny Jordaan tydelik op sy staan, hangende die uitspraak van die bedrog en diefstalklagtes teen hom. Hy is gister op borg van R20,000 vrygelaat en moet weer op 5 Desember terugwees in die hof. Jordaan word daarvan beskuldig dat hy self van geld misbruik het vir persoonlike sekuriteit en om sy openbare beeld te poets. Meer hieroor by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. Na Sudan, waar die owerhede die aflewering van humanitaire noodhulp teen die VN goedgekeur het vir 3 maande. 'n Dodelike konflik tussen April, sedert April verlede jaar, het reeds meer as 11 miljoen mense uit hulle huise gedwing. Intussen vlug duisende mense ook daagliks oor die grens na Suid-Sudan. Marlenae Forsien en Emil Pinaar het met Suid-Afrikaners gepraat wat in Suid-Sudan werk. Son Jackson is 'n kontrakvlieënier en hy deel sy ervaring.
There's about an influx of 2,000 odd refugees per day. All these people know is how to survive. Some of these refugee camps are housing over 80,000 people. It's a sea of white tents. You know, a lot of these people, they don't know what phones are. There's hardly any food, there's hardly any water.
Jy kan na die story gaan luister op jackaranda.fm.com. Klik op Audio On Demand. En terug in Suid-Afrika, bewolkte en koel dag met buie en donderbuie. Pretoria vandag op na 25, Johannesburg 24, Mpumalanga en Polokwane 21, Emalahleni 22, Rustenburg 27. As jy reis, Kaapstad en Bloemfontein 27, Kliberg en Durban 21 grade. Ek skryf dit is the top story at this hour. The Limpopo border post is temporarily closed once again.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels.
Good Morning Angels takes us to Mamelodi this morning.
Since COVID affected a lot of schools, particularly in the townships, that sort of caused a delay in the kids' progress. So I started making my home available and allowing them to use their Wi-Fi, and I was helping them. 3 became 5, 5 became 20. 20 became over 100. Now we tutor grade 8 to 12s
sure.
In physics, accounting and maths.
And you've had your own challenges.
I had a child, firstborn, who passed away when he was 4 years old. I'm currently battling stage 4 cancer.
Sure.
But that's not an excuse to stop living.
We'd like each child to have a study guide. The full invoice is 35.
Okay, we'll give 35,000 for that. I'm going to double that and give you 70,000 rand this morning. You should have your own school.
Mm.
My gosh, you should be Minister of Education.
I was going to say, you should be. Yes. Yes.